us via high technology here. But I wanted to, before we start that tape, I wanted to say we have a group of young ladies here, and they're just coming into their seats here near the front, and they're participating in a program this year that's part of what is called Women Venture, but they're part of the high school age program called Women Soar. And I'd like to ask them, as they're getting into their seats, maybe if they would stand and be recognized, all the ladies here in the Women Soar program. Thank you, ladies. Well, the lady who could not join us tonight wanted to be here very much. She wanted to meet with you. She's been a part of the Women Soar program the last few years, but she is now the commander of the 2nd Air Support Squadron at the Grafner, I hope I pronounced that correctly, training area in Germany. Well, since she couldn't be here in person, she brought a special message to you in what she calls some pearls of wisdom. Could we have the video, please?
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel Jill Long, commander of the 2nd Air Support Operations Squadron in Rose Barracks, Germany. For the past 6 years, I've been involved in Women Soar with the EAA. However, this year, I'm preparing my unit for a combat deployment to Afghanistan in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. So instead, we decided to send you a video message from not only me, but my entire unit of Tactical Air Control Party Specialists. What we'd like to give you is a day in the life of a TACP. Our mission is to put bombs on target on time to protect our friendly forces. So we'd like to show you a glimpse of that, as well as share with you some of the pearls of wisdom that have helped make each of us a success.
First Class Hutch Stilgenbauer. My quote comes from an unknown author. The quote is, "Life is not about how fast you can run or how high you can climb, but how well you bounce."
Sergeant Jason Knopplin. If you want to increase your success rates, you must first increase your failure rates.
Hi everybody, my name is Staff Sergeant Kevin Pollock, and we're out here doing what we do every day so that you all can fulfill your dreams, make those happen, and what we do won't be in vain. Thank you.
Staff Sergeant Campbell, and pressure makes diamonds.
Hi, my name is Staff Sergeant Paul Carr. Accept all the challenges that can come across in your life so you can experience the exhilaration of victory.
Yeah. up, my mother told me that I was destined for great things, and you're no different. There is a star waiting to shine in all of us. So remember, there's no such thing as failure. You're only defeated if you don't try.
Staff Sergeant Brandon Craig, U.S. Air Force Tactical. Always be ready to make a defense to anyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence.
Tech Sergeant Jackson, 2nd ASOS, U.S. Air Force TAC-P. No matter how hard your goals are to ascertain, never forget, if it was easy, everyone would do it. ASOG Commander. The only way things become possible is because somewhere, sometime, the impossible was attempted. John Chaplin, 435th Air Ground Operations Wing Commander. One of the things that they taught us in school when I was growing up was to set high but achievable goals. I actually don't believe in that. I just believe you should be setting high goals. You know, in the 1960s, nobody really knew that they could walk on the moon. Somebody set a high and unachievable goal, and we were able to go out there and do it. Throughout life's histories, we've seen people be able to do extraordinary things because someone has set an unachievable goal and just put their mind to do it. So I'll tell you, set high and unachievable goals and just go out and do them. Good luck.
Child of mine.
enjoyed the glimpse into the life of a firehawk. And I'd like to leave you with a few pearls of wisdom. The first one is, when I run into difficulties, I just tell myself it is what it is. And that it's not about failure, it's about trying. And if you do fail and fall on your face, just pick yourself up. And if that doesn't work, I always follow the lead of the penguins in Madagascar. Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Again, we want to thank Lieutenant Colonel Jill Long, who couldn't be here tonight, but wanted to leave a message for you young ladies.